The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Let me tell you why I'm still talking about my weekend. It's already been a couple of days, and it's because I did something that I never do, and I didn't know the ways. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I took a nap.
Oh.
I took a nap. Okay. Now, this is something I rarely ever do. Once in a while, you might see, you know, hear me a little disco nap, but I did a whole hour and 28 minutes.
Nice.
And oh,
you timed your nap?
Yes, I set my alarm because I don't want to sleep all day.
What kind of nap sets an alarm?
Because I need, Anthony, you know.
You didn't know Dana's the queen of alarms?
I'm the queen of alarms.
Well, the best kind of nap you can have is a nap with no alarm.
No, I had to set the alarm because I was afraid that I would sleep way too long. And what I feared the most happened. I woke up. I felt so good. The only reason I really woke up, though, I didn't even sleep the full hour and 28 because the cat was on me. I was like, Anyway.
Definitely wasn't the highlight of the weekend, though.
I couldn't go to sleep last night, though. That was the highlight of my weekend, sir.
You're not new to nap life. I mean, that's a game-changing thing right there, dude.
Yeah, but then last night, it's midnight, and I'm like watching TV. Mm. The History Channel is my friend.
Gotta be careful with that one. At what time did you take your nap during the day, though?
It was about 3 o'clock. Ooh. You think it was too late? Did I do it too late?
Yeah, that's the science, because then you go over to 5. You gotta be careful with that, dude.
That's what I did.
I'm a 2 p.m. napper, but I'm a big nap guy over here.
So you have to get it in before 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Otto says about a lot of different things. But anyway.
I don't nap.
And then we went and got Otto a new old phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he got a new phone. What do you mean by that?
They just told me I was poor because I don't have the new phone that's out now. Literally, the guy was like, you don't even have the new charger.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I still have the old school iPhone charger. And so I got shamed at the store, but I guess the new one's coming out. And he was like, you can get one if you want one.
You know why we're
not
poor? Because we're not always trading in our phones. Yeah. We own our phones, okay? I'm not paying the man more money every month.
I don't know. When Automatic has to ask for an old iPhone charger, it's going to make him seem pretty.
He didn't even ask. The worker said, I don't have this charger.
I have to go to the back and go get one.
So much sassiness. And then another big thing, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't really want my daughter to get into a sorority because I don't know anything about that life. I didn't go to college, you know.
About sororities?
I don't know anything about that. All I knew was that I was afraid that she wouldn't get in. And so as a mom, I'm just like, I don't want her hurt, right? What if she doesn't get in? What if she got into the sorority she wanted to get into?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
She's now officially Kappa Alpha Theta.
Yeah.
There it is. You guys are officially...
We're sorority parents now.
Yeah, we're sorority parents. Greek. So guess who was in it? Laura Bush.
Laura Bush was
in this sorority, yeah.
That's not the president's.
Former First Lady Laura Bush.
Sweet, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of famous people. I was looking into it, but I'm not going to lie. I don't know a lot about sorority.
What do you know about this life, Anthony?
I know a lot of friends who came from the Greek life, from sororities and fraternities. Mm-hmm, and I think it's, they get a lot of flack on social media and whatnot for the stereotypes, but I really think it does build like a lifelong connection and network of friends that you could depend on going forward after college. So it's a great step for her towards, you know, makes sense that she did, because didn't she do like the DECA stuff?
She did do DECA,
so
you're right.
Like, a lot of this is an academic, yeah. They do a lot of stuff like that too, so it's a beautiful thing. Congratulations to your daughter.
Yeah, the timeline looks like a lot of partying, but anyway, that's another conversation.
She's got a whole new group of friends that look like they like that fun.
My job as her big homie is to come here and make sure I do PR. The life benefits of it.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bit worried about it, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
you're worried about everything.
I do, you really do.
You just told me you couldn't drink Diet Coke anymore.
Sweeteners.
Sweeteners are hurting our brains. No.
They're making you lose your memory is what I read, okay?
You complaining about everything is hurting my brain.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We had a crazy incident with a Lyft driver last week. And so I asked, if you just turn the radio on, I asked a little bit earlier, if you drive, right, if you drive for Uber or Lyft or whatever, if you could call in with some crazy Lyft stories. And we have Carlos on the line. Hi, Carlos. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dana. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So first of all, thanks for listening. But second of all, tell us this crazy story, sir.
One morning I was picking up a passenger at a after-hours club.
What time did you pick this person up, by the way?
It was around 6 a.m.
Okay, 6 a.m.
He fell asleep, and when I got to his apartment complex, I turned around to wake him up, and he's holding a handgun in his hand.
No, Carlos, no! Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I slowly got out of the car and called 911. About 5 minutes later, PD showed up in full force. Some SWAT team members and everything, and they basically waited for him to wake up and Fortunately, he didn't get startled and point the gun at the cops.
Right.
So they were able to apprehend him without, you know, any incident. And turns out he had a few felony warrants for aggravated assault, attempted murder, and a weapons charge.
Godless, first of all, thank God you're okay and nothing happened. But I have to ask, do you ever feel you're risking your life picking people up? Because that is wild. What if you would have turned around and, like you said, he would have discharged the weapon?
I
never felt unsafe until that day.
Are you allowed to carry a weapon? Is that something you do?
That is something we're not allowed to do. I carry wasp spray.
Which might be just
that might be better than a gun.
Yeah, so that would suck to get hit in the face with that.
Oh, but. Well, I was in an Uber recently, and the guy was obviously not okay. I think he was inebriated because
he was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Wrong side of the road. He was weaving a little bit, and I looked to the left, and there was this big bat on the floor. I was like, what are we doing here, Otto? And Otto's like, it doesn't matter. We're almost late for our flight. Just be quiet. Let the man drive. I said,
okay. We got there safe, okay?
And I still gave him 4 stars because he got us there safe.
Yeah.
I have a question about the homie when he woke up. Did he say anything once the police got there and woke him up?
I don't know. I was.
Carlos is like, he ain't near there, Anthony. He's on the other side of the street at this point, trying to be safe, you know?
Because I fell asleep with my phone in the hand. I thought that was one thing, but a gun.
Okay, so
how long do the cops have to wait for him to wake up?
It was about a 30-minute ordeal.
Oh, my God.
That's a nice little nap you got there.
That's a good one.
Okay, and then afterward, did you continue working or did you go home? Were you like, I'm calling it a day?
No, I went home.
Yeah, I got to figure it out. Godless, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
We love you. Thank you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
This past weekend, we were with an Uber driver who had gotten a ticket, and he was trying to explain to me.
One ticket? He had like 4 tickets.
Well, he shows me these tickets, and he's like, he's still mad about it because it happened the night before. And he's like, they had 5 people, and my car only fits 4, and I was nice enough to let him get in the car with all 5 people. And then they got mad at me, and the guy started calling me a little B, and he's like, bro, I'm 39 years old. I'm not going to let another grown man call me a little B.
So this is him telling you that.
And after he hands Otto the ticket, so Otto's sitting in the back of this Uber with 4 tickets in his hand, like, okay. And then he said, then somebody tried to cut me off and they're cursing at me. And
as he's swerving on the highway.
And he's literally swerving. And I felt bad for him, though, because he said, I'm a dad. You know, I got to take care of my kid. And
one bad review can mess up your entire.
Yes.
Man, and that goes both ways for riders or drivers as well, too. I got a bad review a few weeks ago. I was out there after a weekend of fireball. And man, what's that other Rumplements?
Rumplements?
Yeah.
What are you in college again, Anthony? What are you doing?
I was unlocking the beast.
Rumplements
and
fireball.
We were on our way back, and we passed the old Whataburger that me and my ex used to go to. And I was all drunk, and I drunk called her while I was in the Uber.
No, you did.
And I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And she answered. This is what I told her. And I remember I was like on the phone with her, and I was like, "Hey,
no, you didn't."
I was like, "Hey, let's hang out." And then she's like, "Okay." And I was like, "Just don't bring any of your dumb guy friends."
No.
All drunk, right? And then the Uber driver, he looked at me through the rearview mirror with so much disappointment and so much like, who is this guy I got in my car right now? And I hung up the phone and I looked at him. I was like, can't handle them, brother. You know what I'm talking about, women these days.
You want to hear the best part about that story? I already knew it because she told me about it.
Yeah.
We were at a party with her and she told us.
Yeah, it was funny, dude. Well, at least it was funny to me, not to the Uber driver.
I don't know if
her.
She thought it was funny either.
Yeah, she thought it was funny after.
She did think it was funny. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you confronting a person or telling management if you live in an apartment complex, if someone is not picking their poo up as they walk their dogs? Anthony, you're in this conundrum.
Yes, I'm in this dilemma. Mm-hmm. And it's been within the past 7 days, it's been twice now. And the second time, yes. And that was the part where I rarely use this word, but I was irate. All right, dude, because listen, it ruined my whole afternoon. And the shoes
I think that's the first time I've ever heard you say the word irate.
Yeah, welcome to your mid-30s, bud. All right, I'm learning stuff like that now, okay?
And reading dictionaries for fun.
People on air can't see what Dana just did, but she just put her hands on her hips. And that's exactly what I did when I stepped into it.
Did you straddle, like, you know, open your legs, shoulder width.
No, I was like, oh, man, I yelled in the parking lot. Because that was the thing. It wasn't in the dog area. It was where the cars are.
Oh.
And that's the part that really sends me up a wall. Anthony. All right? I don't want to quote Peter Griffin, but it grinds my gears. All right? And at first, when we were talking about it, I thought...
35 hit hard today.
I thought it was the college homies, right? I thought it was the young college homies.
Yeah.
But I have a new suspect.
Oh.
After thinking about it, automatic, don't get offended. It's the Husky owner.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it's a Husky.
Why would
owner?
I be offended?
Because you're a Husky guy.
I'm a person who will constantly. I pick up other people's because I'm offended by the fact that they would leave that stuff
and
behind.
Here's why
I'm the guy who picks up trash. I'm the guy who will put your cart back.
Well, you should teach us.
And then
something.
Shame you after I put your cart back.
Maybe he will.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Automatic, just come to my apartment complex, dude.
I'll just go around with my hands on my hips. Yeah. Just say, can you pick up your stuff?
Yeah.
Can you be a responsible dog owner?
She asked. She's like a nurse or something. She's always in scrubs, and she never. Ever holding a doggy bag ever,
but and she's always got a dog with her.
A dog with her. Now that's what I think. So now where I'm at is
maybe she forgot it because she works 12-hour shifts.
Don't forget it. That's a part of having a dog.
That's not an excuse.
We bought a dog leash that comes with a little snap-on poopy bag holder, and that way it's always with you. And when we run out, I have this whole box. I was like, why'd you buy all that? And now he's like, where's the stuff? Because when we run out, I know you can just refill. It is such bad karma to do that. I'm sorry. Mm. You have nothing good coming your way.
So then maybe
if you don't
I
even
should.
Take the time to pick up, you've got to tell.
I got to send an email then, huh? Is this snitching? Is that snitching? I think it's snitching.
Yes.
You're talking to Miss Snitch right here.
I am going
Dana
to
Dana should just read you some of the emails that she sends our HOA.
Oh, I am not having it. If I'm paying an HOA or you're paying to live in a community, Anthony, you want it to be clean. You want people to do their due diligence. How are you going to come to our community gym?
I knew she was going here.
The machines down. Lazy human beings.
There's these like stepping stools that you can use to work out on, and Dana will flip them over, and she's like, "Look, cobwebs.
Do you know how long it takes for a spider to make a cobweb? And there's little food in there, like they've got flies and mosquitoes wrapped up. They've got like a home going on. Okay, you need.
Dana
to
will
clean.
Send an email about
I
that.
I will send a strongly worded email.
There's an ecosystem. Down here in our gym.
There literally is. I'm like, what are you doing, people? No, but just to watch folks get up and not clean after themselves, throw trash on the ground and not pick it up. What's wrong with you? Who raised you? Animals?
I'm asking the same question.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
And I feel like for me, I'm going to have to send an email on the lady. I'm going to have to point the finger at the
But you don't
woman.
Know for sure it's her. What you're going to have to do is some investigating. Okay, this is what you have to do. I start watching people. Okay, I'm like, who's doing what?
I gotta do a little Paw Patrol.
Yes, you do. You can't accuse if you're not sure. What if it's not her?
Nah, hold on, time out, bro. I can't be the guy in his mid-30s and standing lurking outside the dog park.
That's true.
Without a dog.
Somebody might call management on you.
Who are you, sir? I'm on Tootsie Roll Patrol. That's what I am here for.
With his hands on his head. Yeah. Pretty soon the nurse is calling police. Yeah. Getting a restraining order.
Weird creepy guy here. Says he's part of some kind of patrol.
I sweat a lot.
I've never known, like, and I'm sorry if you're going to get upset with me. Successful people put their cart away.
Agreed.
Successful people pick up after
their dog. Grocery store now. Agreed, yeah.
I'm going to move on. It is like there's a sense of entitlement. Otto wants this guy. He littered. And I saw him. He threw his can and his bag of...
He unloaded his car into the parking lot.
Into the parking lot. He had like a bag of fast food stuff and his soda can. And Otto got out of our car and I said, what are you doing? He went over there and he picked the guy's stuff up and put it on his hood. Put it on the hood of the guy's car.
Probably not the smartest thing to do. I was triggered.
Maybe should I put a full dog bag by her door? Because I might have to do that.
Dana buys them by the case. I can bring you
that
some.
That would be more kind than what Otto did. Yeah. But you know what? The man looked at him and he put it back in his car.
Street justice. I love it.
Okay, so I have to ask you, Anthony. You said you stepped in it one time. Right?
Yes,
Okay. What did you do with your shoe?
Oh, I had to clean my shoe all afternoon. That's what took up 2 hours of my day.
You didn't even have a hose.
No, dude.
Because you're living in an apartment.
Yeah, dude, no.
Gosh.
It was horrible, dude. I look like a homeless guy.
Looking for a puddle to, like, stomp your feet in. That's the only time you actually want one of these potholes to be full of water.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's been a couple of days since the VMAs, but I got to tell you right now, there were so many great moments that I want to revisit, especially Lady Gaga. Congratulations to her because now she tied Taylor for the Moon Men for Artist of the Year.
Oh, okay.
They both have the same amount. Ariana Grande meeting Sabrina Carpenter. You know, they didn't know each other.
Oh.
There's a big age gap there. You have Nickelodeon.
Not like a huge age gap, but I kind of feel like Sabrina Carpenter kind of filled that Ariana Grande lane now that she's going back to acting.
But they came up the same.
Respect to Sabrina Carpenter, but she's nowhere near the vocals of Ariana Grande.
Oh, no, she's not. And she's not at nearly at the star power yet either.
And I wonder if Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey finally patched things up. Mariah Carey's get annoyed with the comparisons.
Well, it was actually Ariana Grande that was getting annoyed. I even asked her when we sat down for a conversation about it, and she was annoyed. And I was annoyed that she was annoyed, and I said, are you too busy for this conversation, Miss Grande? And she's like, oh no. But I was like, girl, how am I not going to ask you that question? It was pretty early on in her career. Sabrina looked amazing. Did you see the red dress she was in?
It was like a showgirl look, right?
Oh my gosh, she just looked good. Obviously, she's fresh off the heels of releasing her album, Man's Best Friend. Very controversial for some people, the album cover. She's not a child. We keep saying Disney child, Disney.
She's 26.
She's 26 years old. She actually sat down with Gayle King on CBS, who asked her about this very controversial cover.
Y'all need to get out more, I think. I was actually shocked because I think between me and my friends and my family and the people that I always share my music and my art with first, it just wasn't even a conversation. It was just like, it's perfect.
It is a little naughty, yeah. But have you listened to her music? I mean, if you listen to the words, you know exactly what she's thinking about.
She ain't praying the rosary.
No, she's not. I think the biggest moment, though, besides seeing Lady Gaga hang out with Ariana Grande, was Mariah Carey receiving her award and doing this.
Thank you so much, MTV, for giving me the Vanguard Award. I can't believe I'm getting my first VMA tonight. I just have one question. What in the Sam Hill were you waiting for?
Exactly.
How is that her first award? I think she has 19 number ones. She's the most successful female artist of all time, right?
The fact that she went all that time with all those hits and all those videos, just getting snubbed, and I think it
somebody
became a running
MTV
joke.
Somebody didn't like her.
I don't think so. I think that it became Mariah's going to come. We're going to tease her with it. We're going to get more ratings. I swear. I think that's what it was about. Because it certainly wasn't about her talent. From the time she stepped on, Vision
she's
of Love?
One of the greatest voices of all time.
To now.
What's that one actress's name that was a soap actress that they kept telling her that she was Susan something? Gosh, I can't think of
it. If you know it, call us. 877-730-DCS1. What are you talking about?
They kept having her come to the award shows and she lost.
Like an Emmy or something?
It was the, I don't know.
It had to be if it's a soap opera.
Yeah, and she lost for like 20 years and then she finally won.
Somebody's got to know. I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a deep cut there.
Yeah, it was.
Otto, you
I'm
were
gonna
a soap
hit my Google.
Wait a minute. Were you a soap opera guy?
No, I wasn't, but I just remember hearing the story and I felt bad for her losing all those years, and then when she won, I was like, oh, she finally won.
Would you rather be Mariah Carey with no MTV VMA awards and probably the most successful Christmas song in the history of holiday music?
Worth $500 million? Or have
who
a
VMA? Cares about a Moon Man when you have All I Want for Christmas?
No one even watches MTV anymore.
You know?
I don't even, honestly.
They didn't even have the VMAs on MTV. They were on CBS this year.
They were on CBS television last night.
So
exactly.
That's all that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dr. Dre, Swiss Beatz, and Benny Blanco walk into a bar. Wait, it's not a joke. I have news about these three teaming up after Celebrity Birthdays DJ Automatic.
We got Michael Bublé celebrating today. Constance Marie. If you don't know who that is the mom from the movie Selena.
J-Lo's mom, who's about her age, by the way.
No, Selena's mom in the movie.
Yes.
But yeah, and her and J-Lo are like 5 years
That's
apart.
That's what I said.
That's crazy.
I know.
I had no idea. And then it's also the king of comedy, Adam Sandler's birthday.
You blew it!
All right, so now we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about Dr. Dre, Swiss Beatz, and Benny Blanco, who just launched their own skatewear line. It's called Flippers.
I don't know how to feel about this because I wasn't aware that any of them were skaters.
This isn't skateboarding. This is roller skating.
Oh!
It's a roller skating line. It's very Boogie Nights. Do you remember the movie Boogie Nights? Remember Heather Graham's Roller Girl?
Yes.
okay, that's who inspired this fashion.
Oh, this is roller rink skating.
Yes.
I was thinking like Supreme Palace, like Nike SB kind of. Oh, this is a totally different thing.
It really is. And the brains behind this is Liberty Ross, who is married to music mogul Jimmy Iovine. Now, this is getting very deep. Okay, this is getting very deep. And
but let me tell you right now, that's the money behind it.
That's the money. Exactly, Otto. And it's a high-end line as well. So the pieces start at $200. They go to $500. I'm just waiting for
that
them.
70s glam is just so big right now.
Otto, what have I always told you though about the 70s? Not now because it's hot. What have I always said?
That's your favorite era, your favorite decade.
You can wear it no matter what year you're in and always look fabulous. I've always been about it. My mom was a 70s disco queen. You could not tell my mother that she didn't belong inside Studio 54 in the 80s, okay? She thought she was like, and she did. She was so fabulous. I still have some of her clothes. So I'm here for this. Everybody's capitalizing on this. Your girl, I got a closet full of this stuff. I don't have to pay extra, okay?
I guess this all makes sense because Dr. Dre really got his start as a DJ in the 70s and 80s.
You think he wasn't pulling up to the roller rink? He probably honed his skills inside a roller rink. And remember, you have
I just don't know where Benny Blanco fits in this entire thing. It just doesn't make sense to me. Where did he come from in this? Is he Jimmy Iovine's cousin or something?
No, he's just really good friends with them. And so he asked to be a part of it. And they said, sure, come along. You're getting married to Selena Gomez.
She's a billionaire. You got the money to put behind it.
I know she's going to be rocking some of these clothes because she would look so good in 70s era clothing. Remember, she's going to play another 70s queen. Supposedly, they've nabbed her to play the part of Linda Ronstadt.
Oh.
Who I think Selena Gomez looks a lot like. She was the first real big Mexican-American rock star back in the day.
It all comes full circle.
Just like the roller rink. Check the clothing line at Dana Cortez on Instagram inside the story. We'll be right back. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.